When I came to myself again, I tried to slacken the pace, but there was no way. A great tidal wave of men came rolling onward and would have crushed me like an ant. I was simply walking in my sleep. I managed to close my eyes and run like that while asleep. Now and then someone would push me violently from behind and I would wake up. The other would shout, "Run faster! If you don't want to go on, let other people come past." All I had to do was close my eyes for a second to see a whole world passing by, to dream a whole lifetime. An endless road, letting oneself be pushed by the mob, letting oneself be dragged along by a blind destiny. When the SS became tired, they were changed, but no one changed us. Our limbs numb with cold despite the running, our throats parched, famished, breathless, on we went. We were masters of nature, masters of the world. We had forgotten everything, death, fatigue, our natural needs, stronger than cold or hunger, stronger than the shots and the desire to die, condemned and wandering, mere numbers. We were the only men on earth. At last, the morning star appeared in the gray sky. A trail of indeterminate light showed on the horizon. We were exhausted. We were without strength, without illusions. The commandant announced that we had already covered 42 miles since we left. It was a long time since we had passed beyond the limits of fatigue. Our legs were moving mechanically in spite of us, without us. We went through a deserted village, not a living soul, not the bark of a dog. Houses with gaping windows. A few slipped out of the ranks to try and hide in some deserted building. Still 1 hour's marching more, and at last came the order to rest. We sank down as one man in the snow. My father shook me.